Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here's what I'll say about the Yankees. As a Yankee fan, you know things are going well. You know things are going well. When your team has what otherwise would be a heartbreaking loss, battling back after doing nothing offensively, being no hit for six, seven innings, battling back in the late innings to take the lead, and then blowing the game in the ninth, and my reaction is, okay. We got Boston and Baltimore coming up. It didn't impact me at all. And I am shocked driving in listening to you, the Met fan, you, the Yankee fan, calling Keith. And I knew, I just can't believe how any other reaction than just, listen, we'll get into Rizzo and we'll get into Clay Holmes. But ultimately, this team absolutely dominated this Royals team to the point where they're an out away from sweeping all four games. The one day the offense does absolutely nothing, they still rally back to get three runs in the eighth. And then Clay Holmes gets beat. And a couple of things that bother me more than Clay Holmes in that inning, if you want to be fair. And it had a there was a couple of things in this game that just felt like it was going to turn in this direction. One, it ended up not being the biggest of deals, but the non-balk call pissed me off. It's clearly a balk. That's one aspect of it. Judge having arguably his worst game of the year and certainly the worst game of this stretch since he's turned it on with four strikeouts. And then, of course, you get the and I'm forgetting the Juan Soto getting thrown out at second base. I understand he's trying to get to second base. The throw came all the way home. I don't love that base running. Not with Judge coming up behind you. You can't get thrown out in second base to ruin that rally with a pitcher on the ropes. So that bothered me, getting thrown out in second base. I don't think that was great base running. He was clearly going to be safe. It's not like you needed to draw the throw or get a cutoff. And then, of course, Anthony Rizzo. And Anthony Rizzo, I understand he hits a home run in this game. And I understand I gave him a benefit of the doubt a couple days ago when he had an inning where he saved probably three hits. And ultimately, I probably think maybe his defense isn't quite as bad as we get on him for, because one cost the game and then this one cost the game. Attack the baseball, please. I don't know why he is so laissez-faire playing the first base position over the last. I mean, I told you before, I hope my wife loves me as much as he loves throwing it to the first baseman, to the pitcher covering first. The guy never just tries to make the play himself. He is always looking to make the toss to first base, and he waits back on a slow grounder on this. Instead of attacking it and trying to get it to Clay Holmes earlier, he waits and he waits and he waits. I have no idea what he's waiting for. And we've seen Clay Holmes give up hits like this. This is part and parcel of when Clay Holmes gets beat. But Rizzo, that defensive play pisses me off. And then I'll tell you something else that pisses me off. On the game-winning hit, I know it's hit like a bullet. But why is LeMahieu not playing the line and playing no doubles defense with a runner on first? With the winning run on first, the one thing you can't give up is a base hit down the line. Reminiscent of 95 and watching Junior Ken Griffey Jr. run around the bases. You cannot, that's the only play you can't have. You know Clay Holmes gives up ground balls. Can you be a little bit closer to the line? Just a little bit? But ultimately, Clay Holmes blows, what, his second game of the year? Clay Holmes still has, what, an ERA under one? Under two, excuse me. And I understand he's going to be a talking point. And so many Yankee fans are so hung up on Clay Holmes. And we've talked about it. They need more strikeouts in the back end of the bullpen. I don't think anybody would disagree with that on some level. But the idea that Clay Holmes isn't a good enough closer for this team is just unbelievably dumb. I don't know how else to put it. Because if you look around the rest of Major League Baseball, show me a closer. Show me a reliever that the Yankees can bring here that will do better than what Clay Holmes has done. Show me the reliever who they can go get who hasn't blown a save, who doesn't give up a run. The guy didn't give up a run for half for the first month and a half of the season. And yet they blow one game. They have 49 wins. They have the best record in the American League. They just took out Kansas City out back behind the woodshed for the first three games of this series. They had a lead in the ninth, and still, this is what we're focused on instead of the idea they dominated the series in every which way. And I get it. And we'll talk about Clay Holmes. But again, call me up. 888-808-1019. Call me up and tell me how the Yankees get a better reliever than Clay Holmes. First, go find one, which you might find a more difficult task than you think. Then let me know how they get him. Because if you're going to find a better closer than him, good luck getting him. And if you want to bring up Miller in Oakland, he just blew a save the other day, gave up a home run, which Clay Holmes does not give up. But tell me how you're going to get a young kid like that under control. Who do you want to trade? I just broached the idea of Vladimir Guerrero yesterday. Didn't even say the Yankees should do it. Didn't even say this should be on the Yankee radar. I just proposed it after they traded away Biggio and thought maybe the core would be breaking up. It doesn't sound as crazy as I thought it did a week ago. That's all I said. And I got bombarded on social media. You know who that would be? You'd have to give up Spencer Jones for that. Well, who do you think you are giving up for a young reliever under control for the next however many years, throwing 100 miles an hour? Where do you think you are getting this closer that is better than Clay Holmes? This team is flawed, as all teams are. They are not perfect, despite their record. And as much as I'll tell you they are the best team in the American League, there's always room for Jello, and there's always room for improvement. But Clay Holmes in particular, as the closer, is so far down the list that it makes me laugh how much time I'm going to spend on it this morning.